Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
Burkina Faso leadership unclear, and U.S. girl barred over Ebola returns to school. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. A group of Burkina Faso army officials says it has taken the destiny of the nation in hand, increasing doubt about just who is in charge in the country. The news came hours after the head of the army, General Honoré Traoré, said he was assuming responsibility as head of state after mass demonstrations ousted President Blaise Compaoré on Thursday. Mr. Compaoré announced his resignation Friday in a statement calling for a 90-day transition period leading to elections. He ruled the country for 27 years after seizing power in a 1987 coup. A French diplomatic source claimed the former president was fleeing south and possibly toward the town of Pau near the border with Ghana. A leading U.S. newspaper says a 7-year-old girl in the northeastern state of Connecticut has returned to her classroom after being barred from school because of fear she may have been exposed to the Ebola virus while visiting Africa. The New York Times says the girl was allowed back into her school Friday, reversing the school system's earlier decision to keep her out of class for 21 days, the time it can take for symptoms of the disease to emerge. The Times said the girl and her father had traveled to Nigeria in October for a family wedding, but there are no known Ebola patients in Nigeria. Italy has ended its Mediterranean Sea rescue mission that has saved the lives of at least 100,000 migrants, mainly from Africa and the Middle East. The Our Sea mission closed Friday to make way for the European Union's new search and rescue mission. This is VOA News. Authorities in California say a space tourism rocket has crashed while on a test flight in the Mojave Desert, killing one pilot and seriously injuring another. Officials say the injured pilot ejected from the Virgin Galactic commercial spaceship before it crashed Friday. Television images showed parts of Spaceship 2 scattered amid brush in the desert north of Los Angeles. George Whitesides is chief executive of Virgin Galactic.
Our primary thoughts at this moment are with the crew and family, and we're doing everything we can for them now.
Virgin Galactic, founded by British billionaire Richard Branson, says it will work with the relevant authorities to determine the cause of the accident. Unprecedented talks among Myanmar's political rivals and powerful army leaders have led to commitments to discuss political reforms and peace talks in the still fractured country. Details from VOA correspondent Steve Herman in Bangkok.
Myanmar's president, the country's military chief, and opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi were the key figures at a first-of-its-kind meeting at a time when the political reform process appears to have stalled. Presidential spokesman Ye Tut says the military brass and political rivals at the meeting agreed to discuss the issue of amending the constitution in parliament according to the law. He did not specify which articles of the constitution would be up for debate. The National League for Democracy wants to change the constitutional prohibition on anyone becoming president whose spouse or children are foreign nationals. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will hold talks next month with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as the deadline for an agreement on Iran's nuclear program approaches. The State Department says Kerry will meet with the Iranian diplomat in Oman on November 9th and 10th. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton will take part in the talks as well. Iran and the so-called P5 plus one face a November 24th deadline for a deal on Iran's nuclear program. Palestinians and Israeli security forces have clashed in the West Bank after the partial reopening of Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque for Friday prayers. Palestinians protested near Hebron and Kalandia checkpoints after Friday prayers, calling for a day of rage, and Israeli troops responded with tear gas and stun guns. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The mosque shuttered completely on Thursday due to violence. This is VOA News. I'm Bill Michaels in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis, your host for Jazz America, and welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with Jason Moran and Carmen Lundy, two jazz greats with new and notable releases. Yes, we love to give you the classic jazz and mix it with the new releases, too, on each and every edition of Jazz America. And that's exactly what we'll do as our theme this time, four new and notable releases. Last hour, we had a chance to speak to Stephen Bernstein and Dee Dee Bridgewater and play music from new releases they're involved in. And now, this hour, we'll be talking to the great vocalist Carmen Lundy, hearing from her Soul to Soul album, and speaking to pianist Jason Moran about his new one, A Celebration of Fats Waller. But speaking of new, that's the way we'll begin this hour, and with a birthday celebration, too. A pianist that we haven't played very much of over the years here on Jazz America, but he's certainly one of the finest. Frank Kimbrough turns 58 years old on the 2nd of November. Let's enjoy music from his brand new release, the Frank Kimbrough Quartet, featuring saxophonist Steve Wilson, Jay Anderson on the bass, and Lewis Nash, the esteemed drummer, as they give us a song that harkens back to Frank's youth growing up in North Carolina. It's a kind of country, kind of funky song called Kudzu, named for the plant, the vine, that covers everything from buildings to trees if you don't cut it back. Let's enjoy Frank Kimbrough and wish him a very happy birthday with music from his brand new release here on VOA's Jazz America. Two pianists back-to-back to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America, both with roots from the state of North Carolina. That is Thelonious Sphere Monk, born in North Carolina, but he belonged to the world and the universe, no doubt about it. And that song from him, I Mean You, was recorded in 1948 with the help of some all-star players, Milt Jackson on vibes and Shadow Wilson on the drums, and Frank Kimbrough with some North Carolina roots preceding that. So you see, people can come from the same place and have a very similar, but at the same time very different view of how to improvise, how to make jazz. And both of them going about the business of making jazz history. Thelonious Monk certainly left an incredible musical legacy. Well, so has my next guest on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. She's established herself as one of the fine vocalists in all of jazz history and certainly working today with a new release called Soul to Soul that we'll hear from after we speak to Carmen Lundy here on VOA's Jazz America.
You're of a great generation of jazz singers. I mean, I just think about you and Dee Dee Bridgewater and Nina Freelon and Cassandra Wilson and Kurt Elling and just some good-looking folks and just super talented. I know I'm leaving out some names there. You got to be proud of this generation of jazz singers and how they've taken... I'm getting shivers. I'm looking at a picture of Billie Holiday right here. If she were here, she'd be going, thank you, brothers and sisters, for doing what you've done. You're carrying it on beautifully.
Well, I have this memory being at the North Sea Jazz Festival, sharing the same hall. It was the Van Gogh Hall. North Sea Jazz Festival was in The Hague, Den Haag, yes. And Betty and I went backstage, and Betty and I shared the dressing room, you know, that whole setup. And I went over to her, and I said, Miss Carter, I just want to thank you so much for encouraging me and for just being supportive of me. So now it's... She said something like, well, have you checked your sound? Because I think I went on after her. I said, oh, if you were on stage, why do I need to check the sound? You know? So I'm standing there, and, you know, in the wings, they announced the band. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Carmen Lundy. And I'm standing there waiting for the guys to tune up and stuff. And I remember her grabbing me and pushing me like that. And, get out there. She shoved me on my right shoulder, pushed me out on the stage. which who knew? I mean, it was the last time I saw her, okay? Oh, wow. Because we lost her not too long after that. Mm. But to have a sense of, I mean, to be handed the sense of responsibility, to have that great artist show you that they really do take interest in the work and are encouraging and that they feel like, okay, the music is in good hands, maybe, you know. But I had a similar experience with Shirley Horn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this is so wonderful that I was following in their footsteps in such a way without any copying, but just to learn from them. Mm. But to be encouraged by these great artists meant a lot. Mm. So, of course, it comes with a responsibility. You've mm-hmm. got to bring everything to the music. You've got to bring your complete self, mm-hmm. and that's my that's what I hope to offer mm-hmm. to those aspiring artists that are just at my heels. You know, waiting, you know, for me to move out of the way.
Rich folks live. My mother was brave. She made seven souls, four little girls and three little boys. My father was there for a little while, the king of the castle, the preacher's pride. Working hard all day, we fight and pray just to get by. Doing what you're told, don't even think to ask the reason why. Is the way you play the game on if you win or lose? Failure's not an option, never tell a lie. You can't prove it's the truth. You'll never get to heaven. The summer days and the lazy afternoons, the lessons learned at Sunday school. Midnight jams when the music played on and on. count your blessings one by one. One cup's around, goes around, and plenty of something is better than none. Be bold, be wise, be first in class. Don't laugh out loud, don't cry when you're sad. Keep the faith, keep on climbing to the highest high. Don't be a lonely wanderer, a runaway, a selfish child. Be thankful for what you've got. Wish I knew how to turn back the fleeting hands of time. I would mend the broken hearts and dreams and give them all of mine. Is the way you play the game, not if you win or lose. Failure's not an option, never tell a lie. You can't prove it's the truth. You never get to heaven. Live the journey with hope and a shining smile. Travels take you miles and miles. Be a woman who's never afraid to be proud. Stand alone. I believe in the power of all things good. I believe in me. I believe in you. I believe I can be anything I choose. A teacher, a lover, a daughter, a sister, a wife, a mother, a fighter, a winner. A giver, a master, a maker, a searcher, and a jewel. Working hard all day, we fight and pray just to get by. Doing what you're told, don't even think to ask the reason why. It's the way you play the game, not if you win or lose. Failure's not an option, never tell a lie. You can't prove it's the truth. You'll never get to heaven. Yeah. It's my body, it's my spirit. It's my body, my spirit. My spirit, my body. I know the difference between what is right and wrong. Good and bad, weak from strong. The meaning of life is a mystery to me. The way of the world is a great unknown, but I'll keep on singing my song forever and ever and evermore. Wish I knew how to turn back the fleeting hands of time. I would mend my broken hearts and dreams and give them all mine. It's the way you play the game, not if you win or lose. Failure's not an option, never tell a lie. You can't prove it's the truth. You'll never get to heaven. Better than you could go. You'll never get to heaven. The devil loves a bad girl. You'll never get to heaven. The devil was a bad guy. If you want to get to heaven, baby, you're not good. Oh, you'll never get to heaven.
Carmen Lundy, not only a fantastic vocalist, but also a great composer. She wrote the song you just heard, Kindred Spirits, from her album Soul to Soul, her latest, but also a terrific arranger and multi-instrumentalist, too. And here's another very talented lady with a strong musical presence in the world of jazz, violinist Regina Carter, with an homage to her home city, Detroit, Michigan, and its incredible musical legacy. Here's her version of Stevie Wonder's classic, Higher Ground, Regina Carter from the album Motor City Moments on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
I've often wondered why Stevie Wonder, who's written so many wonderful songs that have been turned into jazz, hasn't done a full-blown jazz recording himself. I guess he doesn't need to, since so many of his songs have been turned into jazz, just as you heard Regina Carter do, jazzifying his classic song, Higher Ground. More coming up of our new and notable releases as Jason Moran joins us in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from Robert Insabviyumba. And he writes, "Hey Russ, I'm Robert from Rwanda. I've been tuned in for some years now, and I like your show because when I hear the rhythm, it really sounds better. Could you please play me an Eric Felton song, the VOA music director?" Well, Robert, it would be my pleasure to play some music from my associate, Eric Felton, fantastic writer, trombonist, and vocalist. And I'll play you a song which features legendary players Kenny Barron on piano, Dennis Irwin on the bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, and Don Braden on the tenor sax, joining with Eric, who sings and plays a trombone on this song that he wrote, which is very much poetry set to music. Listen closely to the lyrics to the song "Too Smart to Fall." Just for you, Robert from Rwanda.
Smart to fall, yeah, we were wise. At least that's how we went in, knowing that it's no sin to lie. Dissembling, not trembling with sighs. Soon the fancy seemed real. We should have known that when love gets a start, you can't tell your heart to stay. Then it's no longer just play. Then we were all at sea. I sold you and you sold me. Sold ourselves a dream of love that could never be. And from dusk until dawn we told our lies. They were pretty, it seems, Walter Mitty like dreams. And though we knew they were phony, what else could we do? Whoever said that love was true? Thank you. were all at sea. I sold you and you sold me. Sold ourselves a dream of love that could never be. And from dusk until dawn we told our lies. They were pretty, it seems, Walter Mitty like dreams. And though we knew they were phony, what else could we do? Whoever said that love was true?
Funky Cha-Cha, the name of the song you just heard, written by Cuban-born trumpeter, composer, and bandleader Arturo Sandoval from his album Hot House. And the saxophonist that you heard trading licks with Arturo on that song, the late, great Michael Brecker. We wish a very happy 65th birthday to Arturo Sandoval, born in 1949 on the 6th of November. And Arturo became an American citizen in 1999. He defected to the United States of America from Cuba when he was in Spain on tour with Dizzy Gillespie. Quite a story. Now let's get the story of why Jason Moran, the great pianist from down in South Texas, Houston, Texas to be specific, was so enamored of the music of Fats Waller that he wanted to do a special project, in fact, a couple of projects celebrating Fats Waller. His Fats Waller dance party live performances and his brand new release that we're going to be featuring next, All Rise, a joyful elegy for Fats Waller. In January of 2014, I attended the Jazz Connect conference in New York City, and there, with a big part in the conference with various seminars, was the great pianist, composer, and director of jazz programs all around the country, Jason Moran. In addition to his work with his own band Bandwagon, his many different projects with various other artists, he's also been recently involved with a very ambitious and fun project, the Fats Waller Dance Party, blending the classic sound of Fats Waller with modern styles like jazz, hip-hop, and dance, and reminding people that jazz is a music that you can dance to, helping to make jazz more popular for the 21st century. The Fats Waller Dance Party features Michelle Indicacello as vocalist and bassist and guitarist, along with Jason Moran on the keyboards. And they've performed it all over the country and will continue to do so in the future, as well as recording the music. I talked to him about that. I'm here at the Jazz Connect Conference, and Jason Moran is here just finishing one of a couple of exhibitions as part of this conference. And first of all, Jason, congratulations on all your recent activity. That's what I want to talk about, and good to see you.
It's a pleasure to see you again.
Talk to me about Fats Waller.
Fats Waller is my man. You know, he's my fixation for years now, and now I'm finally finishing this record of his music. You know, Michelle Indicacello is singing with me. I have a great band playing this music, but also making a dance music. So the way I perform this concert is I take all the chairs away, and the audience comes in with the notion that they're going to dance, and that's it.
Gangsterism with Fats Waller?
Yeah. So, you know, Fats also kind of represented the height of entertainment as well as precision and skill and technique, you know? So you could, he was so good at everything, telling his lyrics, playing his piano, having a band, dressing nice, you know, drinking whiskey. So, you know, like, so I love Fats Waller, and this, he's been the one that kind of has got me through the past 3 years. Like, having to listen to his music over and over again and then try to play some of it, it's really helped my technique.
He was a serious player with a serious concept and made serious music that was serious fun. And I can say the same about you, my friend. A little tongue-in-cheek, you know, but at the same time, serious. Jason Moran, great to see you, my friend. All the best in the future.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Jumping, really twice is more than gay. Say that things are jumping, leaves no single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear somebody shout. This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come on, captain, check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping. Piano's thumping, dance is bumping. Come on, captain, check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping. Just check the weapons out the door.
and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping.
A very smart suggestion from Jason Moran and Fats Waller. If you're going to jump on the dance floor and get jumping in that joint that he's talking about, you better check your hat, you cat, because it may fall off while you're dancing and get crushed. Makes sense, right? Jason Moran with Michelle Indigocello joining with him. She helped produce this work and vocalized on the song The Joint is Jumpin', a Fats Waller classic from All Rise, a joyful elegy for Fats Waller, Jason Moran's latest. Hope you enjoyed all of our investigation of four new and notable releases from four greats of jazz today. I'll close out this edition of Jazz America with some new music from guitarist Tom Wolfe. I get a lot of music in the mail, and this album called Solar Ovescent is filled with some fine playing and composing by Mr. Wolfe. And after hearing the music, I discovered that for 20 years he's been teaching music at the college that I attended in the southern part of the United States of America, the University of Alabama. Here is Tom Wolfe with an esteemed group of colleagues, among them the Grammy Award-winning drummer Danny Gottlieb, on the song written by Mr. Wolfe entitled La Luna Lena on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. from the album Solero Vescent, some brand new music for you from guitarist Tom Wolfe and friends, the song La Luna Lena. This is Russ Davis. Thanks for joining me on this edition of Jazz America. Next week on the show, we'll spend time with four brothers that are part of what a lot of people think of as the first family of jazz. Branford, Winton, Delfeo, and Jason Marsalis, the Marsalis family of New Orleans. NEA Jazzmasters as a family, all four of them with brand new releases at the same time. We'll also include their great pianist and educator father, Ellis Marsalis. The Marsalis family, next week on Jazz America. I hope you'll join me then.